State law requires state and local government officials to maintain diligent records related to policies, procedures, and a broad range of other pertinent information. And the public has a right to request those public records. If an agency withholds or doesn't even create documentation from the beginning, officials could be in violation of public records laws. Now, the Arizona Republic is reporting that a questionable pattern has emerged out of Governor Doug Ducey's office. Reporters Maria Paletta and Richard Reales reported that records requests for documentation of key policy decisions have often taken months to resolve and may contain few consequential documents when they're received. For more on this, Maria joins us now in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's start with a few of these examples, a few kind of important stories, important policy decisions that the governor's office has made over the last several years, and the kinds of requests you were able to, or the kinds of documents they turned over in response to your records request there.
Right. So probably the biggest one, or the one with the most impact, was the public safety fee for Arizona drivers, or most Arizona drivers. That, of course, is getting repealed here pretty soon because of the outcry and because there was such outrage over that decision and the $32 fee being that amount versus $18. Reporters at the Republic requested documentation to understand how that fee was calculated. Waited for several months, got, I believe, two charts back in response. Another one was the teacher pay raise, the governor's 20 by 2020 plan. We were told, you know, that the administration, policy advisors, so forth, had taken about 3 days to figure out this plan, lay it out, that Don Wallace, the governor's former education policy advisor, who has since left, you know, had played a key role in that, again, requested documentation showing how they arrived, how they derived this plan, waited for months, got two documents back. One was one email to Don Wallace from a community leader of a community organization saying, sorry, we didn't get to chat in person. The other was a copy of a former plan for a 2022 pay raise, which, you know, the we wondered maybe, okay, was that the starting point? But a lot of the assumptions in that were different than what the governor's plan ultimately relied on.
And so the governor's office is telling you that these are just the only documents, the only paper trail that exists for these kinds of decisions, or they won't give you any of those paper trails?
They are saying that this is all that is responsive to our requests. The other one, just briefly, was, I think everybody remembers, the governor's series of 2 a.m. tweets about Nike and the Betsy Ross shoe debacle. That was the other one. Of course, that's smaller scale, but, you know, got international attention. Day after that happened, I requested records because the governor had, of course, said he had ordered the Arizona Commerce Authority to rescind these incentives. I wanted to see that conversation. 2.5 months later, got 8 pages of emails back. About a third of those emails were to and from me. Most of them were from reporters. There was only one from the head of the ACA informing members of the authority about the governor's Twitter screed, for lack of a better word, didn't reference any order, didn't reference any communication prior to that. So again, we're getting documents back, but we're getting very few documents. Sometimes the documents aren't actually responsive to our requests, and we often wait months to get them.
And Maria, let's talk to the non-journalists who are listening right now, because obviously it's important. Journalism is supposed to be a public service. We're supposed to get information on government, hold government accountable. How does this affect that ultimately? You can express an opinion or not, or just generally your philosophy on this based on the fact that you're not getting the information you're expecting to get.
Right. Well, of course, journalists, like you said, act as sort of an intermediary for the public as well. But the public could directly request these. And of course, you know, the public typically doesn't have a First Amendment attorney like the Republic does. Even some smaller news organizations do not. And even the Republic, who does have that attorney, we can't do that forever. I mean, we make probably hundreds of requests every year. When I was talking to the staff attorney at the Arizona Ombudsman's Office, which helps the public with records disputes, open meetings issues, he was saying, you know, in the law it specifically mentions that these laws exist to help protect the public, to help protect residents who are directly affected by the government's actions. And if you are affected by something that the government does, particularly negatively, and there's no documentation that shows what was done or how it was done or why it was done, it's very difficult for you to fight that, let alone understand what even happened.
All right. That's unfortunately all we have time for. That is the Arizona Republic's Maria Paletta. Maria, thanks so much.
Thank you.